Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is 3 o'clock, and I think it would be sensible to start. I have the pleasure of acting as the moderator for the session called Confidence in Science. I suppose I start by thinking about my own experience of science. As a child, I always wanted to be a scientist, and so I did science, and now I'm a lawyer. Or at least a professor in law. I've had the pleasure over the last few years of chairing a committee of the European Union called the European Group on Ethics in Science and New Technologies, which advises the European Commission, the Parliament and the Council on ethical issues arising from new science and new technology. And when I think about science, I think about descriptive science, what? I think of an analytical science, why? And then the question, what can I do with it? For the good of humanity or for the good of my pocket? Science is a very broad term, and it is a very exciting time in the lives of so many now alive, that we have the ability to observe and find out all sorts of information very quickly. The internet has taken over our lives. Many of us are addicted to our smartphones or to the computers around us. The ability to change our lives in ways that was completely unbelievable only 15 years ago is there. The fact that the Human Genome Project enabled an enormous array of information to be analyzed, but it took an incredible amount of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, and now we can analyze a genome for less than $1,000. And it's only 15 years. We have so much excitement in science that it's almost scary. And what's more, when we look at, say, the science in medicine, we find that patients and their families will look up what they think their disease is on the internet. They will, when they come to see their GP, often now, know more about what they think their disease is than their doctor, some of which that they've read on the internet is absolute nonsense. We have the ability to use homeopathy in medicine in many countries in Europe, paid for by a national health service for reasons I do not understand. We've had articles about the link between vaccination and autism, which have been shown to be nonsense, but so many people believe it. And we have a real problem of confidence in what we can read and what we can do in science. So it's very exciting to be here with distinguished colleagues to talk about the issues that science has to face. This year, in the second half of the year, Luxembourg is the president of the European Council. And Luxembourg chose one of the topics which it was going to stress beyond others, the concept of research integrity and the way in which science has to show integrity and scientists have to show integrity. There was a meeting in July where we presented to the Council of Ministers, that's essentially the Ministers of Science of all 28 member states, what we thought was meant by research integrity. There will be a second meeting towards the end of this year where decisions are made about how to handle research integrity and what Europe is going to do in relation to its contracts under Horizon 2020. Those are sorts of issues which are related to our confidence in what scientists do and should do in the furtherance of our knowledge of our world. Today, We have an amazing group of people, and I'm pleased particularly to invite Emilio Lora Tamayo, who's going to speak first on the grounds that he has to be, I think you said Rome, and he's leaving before the end of the session, so he has the opportunity to talk to you first. Emilio.